This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It took him 3,200-something words in a post yesterday and 15 years elapsed corporate time, but Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg has a new vision for his company. It is, quote, privacy-focused. Zuckerberg said he figures the future of life online is, another quote, the digital equivalent of the living room, that is, private, with encrypted messages. And that is a big, big pivot for a company that created what Zuckerberg once called, another quote here, the digital equivalent of a town square. So, what to make of it, and can Zuckerberg make the turn? Ina Fried is the chief technology correspondent at Axios. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kai.
I'm going to jump right in here and ask what I think is the really obvious question. Given this company's performance on privacy to date, why should we believe anything Zuckerberg said yesterday?
I think the general rule of, you know, show, don't tell applies doubly so with Facebook. We'll have to wait and see if their actions match up with their words.
How are they going to make money doing this? Because if he gets all private, it does seem that it takes away a big chunk of their business model, which is collecting all this data and creating a targeted ad environment.
Absolutely. Their current business model doesn't work in a private environment. There are some ways to make money, but they are fundamentally different from the way that Facebook's made money in the past. If, like with WeChat in China, this becomes a way that people do business and their private messaging morphs into commerce and other things, there are some money-making opportunities. But Facebook has built one of the largest digital advertising companies in the world, and it's not going to be easy to match that with any other business model.
Yeah, and the catch, of course, is that he built it on, you know, as he has been saying for 15 years, everybody sharing and being public because that's what society wants.
Definitely. And I think of this more as an adjunct, a plan B, than we want to throw away this great money-making thing that we have. Huh. Facebook is so large that it wants to rightly hedge its bets, but I don't think they're really throwing away what they've built.
Why now, do you suppose, Ina, did he do this?
There's a couple reasons, and they're varied. I think that they see a need for additional businesses, and people were going to see them taking the steps to this. There are also some protection benefits of merging their three messaging systems. There could come a day where regulators, whether in the US, Europe, or somewhere else, say, we don't think you should be able to combine these things. And if they integrate them now, that takes that away as a lever. So I think that's part of the timing. And I think they're under a lot of pressure on the privacy front. And this gives them something to tout as saying, look, we're doing this thing that's going to make your life more private, more secure.
There is this axiom about Facebook that their response to whatever problem is presented by society to, or whatever objections, rather, are presented by society and government to whatever Facebook's doing. You know, Facebook's response is, hey, let's do more Facebook, you know?
You know, there's a couple different reactions. One is, let's do more Facebook. One that they've been using a lot in the past year is, I'm sorry. Yeah. The first one in a while that hasn't started with, I'm sorry. So that's a little different. I think they're embracing a general trend in favor of a very Facebook way of doing it. They're saying, yeah, you like privacy, you want to be protected, we can do that too. I think a lot of people are reading this as throw away the old. I think this is much more, Here's something else we can do.
Interesting. Ina Fried, she's a chief technology correspondent at Axios. Ina, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kai.